Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Here we go for another episode of the podcast called Trivia for Kids. My name is Casey.
And mine is Ren.
Hey, thank you for singing. Sometimes Quinn, if I'm singing in the beginning, she just stops and says, and I'm Quinn. So I appreciate you singing along with me.
You're welcome.
How are things today?
Good. Just got back from South Dakota.
Yeah. You spent spring break with Grandma and Grandpa and you got to do lots of fun farm things, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Did you get to tell any jokes?
No.
Would you like to hear some?
Sure.
Fantastic. This joke comes from listener Graham.
Thank you, Graham.
What did the judge say when a skunk walked into the courtroom?
This stinks.
Odor in the court. Because judges, their job is to keep everything in control. So them sometimes they like order. Pound their gavel and they say, order in the court. But when the skunk walked in, odor in the court.
And, that's a good one.
And probably followed up with, that stinks. Our next joke comes from listener Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
What did the soccer ball say to the cleat?
I don't know.
Let's kick it. Our next joke comes from listener Grayson.
Thank you, Grayson.
What is the baseball bat's favorite part of baking?
I don't know.
The batter.
Oh, well.
That's funny. And our last joke comes from Knox.
Thank you, Knox.
Why can't a pirate say the alphabet?
Because he can only say R?
Because he gets stuck at C. Those are some great jokes, everybody. Thank you. Now it is time for
Trivia for Kids, the podcast.
Trivia for Kids? Yes, the podcast. Let's go.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started!
Round number 1. The category is animal versus animal. Who would win? The answer is decided based on the characteristics of each animal and who would likely win if they were to fight. Question 1. Polar bear versus grizzly bear. Question 2. Hornet versus wasp. Question 3. Lobster versus crab. Question 4. Cow versus horse. Question 5. Alligator versus crocodile. Question 6. Shark versus killer whale. Question 7. Cheetah versus leopard. And now the answers to round number 1. Question 1. Polar bear versus grizzly bear.
Ooh. Grizzly.
The answer is grizzly. Due to its stronger claws, elongated skull with sharp canine teeth, and more aggressive nature, even though polar bears are larger and more experienced killers, they are often more cautious and reluctant to fight, whereas grizzly bears are known for their aggressive nature and tenacity. means like they're aggressive and they won't leave it alone and they want to be the winner. Oh. So polar bears are bigger and better killers, but grizzlies are the feisty ones. Question two, hornet versus wasp.
Hornet.
Very good. Hornet is the answer. Hornets are generally larger than wasps, giving them a physical advantage in a fight. Hornets are known for their territorial behavior and will defend their nests fiercely. Wasps, on the other hand, are less aggressive and will only sting when provoked. That's interesting. We have wasps. You've been stung by a wasp in the face on a playground once. And it does not feel good.
Not at all.
Hornets are even more feisty than a wasp. Question three, lobster versus crab.
Crab.
The answer is lobster.
Oh.
A lobster would likely win against a crab due to its stronger claws, greater mobility, and ability to swim in three dimensions. While crabs are more adapted to crawling and are generally less aggressive. So,
I thought the crabs were more aggressive.
No, I guess not. Question four, cow versus horse.
Horse.
The answer is horse. Horses are naturally faster and more agile than cows, allowing them to evade attacks and potentially tire out their opponent. Horses are known for their powerful kicks, which would cause serious injury to a cow. Question five, alligator versus crocodile.
Crocodile.
You're right. The odds favor the crocodile. Typically, crocodiles tend to grow larger and are generally more aggressive and have a stronger bite force than alligators. The crocodile's size advantage is the main factor when it comes to winning a fight. That's so interesting.
That's very interesting.
For two things to be so much alike, the crocodiles have the edge. Question six, shark versus killer whale.
Killer whale. No, yes, killer whale.
That is true. A killer whale would likely win against a great white shark due to its superior size, strength, intelligence, and coordinated hunting strategies. Orcas are significantly larger and more powerful than great white sharks, giving them a considerable advantage in a physical confrontation. Orcas are known for their intelligence and cooperative hunting techniques, which can outmaneuver solitary predators like the great white shark. So that's interesting. They're bigger, but they hunt in groups where great white sharks hunt by themselves.
Yeah.
So the orca group might be able to get them more. Again, these are just what is likely to happen.
Yeah.
Anyone can win in a fight, so who knows? Question seven, cheetah versus leopard.
Leopard. No, cheetah. Cheetah. Leopard.
The answer is leopard. The leopard would likely have the upper hand. While cheetahs are incredibly fast, they are not built for combat and avoid aggressive encounters. Leopards, with their superior strength and agility, would dominate in a physical altercation. So if you look at a cheetah, for the big cats, they're kind of skinny and long, but leopards, they're big and
there's just more
leopard than there is of a cheetah. So they would likely win. Did you like that category?
I did.
Something different. Round two, the category is fictional locations. These are places you may have heard of in a book or a movie, but don't actually exist in real life. Question one, in Harry Potter, what is the name of the school where Harry studies magic? Question two, what is the name of the kingdom where Elsa and Anna live in Frozen? Question three, in Peter Pan, what is the name of the island where Peter and the Lost Boys live? Question four, What is the name of the city where the superhero Batman lives? Question 5. What is the name of the underwater city where SpongeBob SquarePants lives? Question 6. In Cars, what is the name of the small town that Lightning McQueen ends up in? Question 7. What is the name of the fictional country where the movie Black Panther is set? And now the answers to round number 2. Question 1. In Harry Potter, what is the name of the school where Harry studies magic?
Hogwarts.
Hogwarts is the answer. I've never thought what a weird word Hogwarts is. I wouldn't want hogs with warts.
Not at all.
I wouldn't want Hogwarts on my body. Right? Have you ever thought about what a weird word that is? Hogwarts?
Yeah.
Like a pig with
How do
wart?
You come up with that?
I don't know. J.K. Rowling, where did you come up with Hogwarts? I'm curious. Question 2. What is the name of the kingdom where Elsa and Anna live in Frozen?
Arendelle.
Arendelle is the answer. Yes. It's cold there, especially when Elsa freezes everything over. Then it's real cold all the time.
No kidding.
Question 3. In Peter Pan, what is the name of the island where Peter and the Lost Boys live?
What's that called? Neverland.
Yes, you came up with it. Good job. Peter Pan lives with the Lost Boys in Neverland, and they take Wendy and Michael and John, and they fly them to Neverland, right?
My brain just kept on saying Wonderland. Wonderland.
Yes.
Wonderland.
That's funny. Question 4. What is the name of the city where superhero Batman lives?
Gotham.
Gotham City is where they shine the bat signal and then Batman shows up to fight all the crime. Gotham. That's a very like dark sounding city. In Gotham City, crime runs rampant. Batman needs to come and save the city from evil villains. I'll stop now.
Evildoers.
Evildoers and villains. Question 5. What is the name of the underwater city where SpongeBob SquarePants lives?
Rocky Bottom? No, right?
He lives in Bikini Bottom.
Oh.
Do you have any bikini bottoms?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, basically a bikini bottom is just the bottom part of a swimsuit. That's it. That's where SpongeBob lives. Question 6. In Cars, what is the name of the small town that Lightning McQueen ends up in?
Oh, what is that? I don't remember.
The answer is Radiator Spring.
Right.
Do you know what a radiator is?
No.
It's a part of a car.
Oh, yeah.
Radiator Springs. Right off the route where Lightning McQueen ends up because Mac falls asleep. Question 7. What is the name of the fictional country where the movie Black Panther is set?
Wakanda.
Yes, they live in Wakanda, correct. What does Wakanda have that's special? What kind of, like, they have something very special in Wakanda.
They have, like, almost like a purple juice that makes you...
What's it called, though?
I don't remember.
It's called Vibranium.
Oh, Vibranium.
And they have, like, a force field around Wakanda so that nobody can come in and steal their... precious Vibranium. Pretty cool place. That is fictional. Does not exist. Hey everyone, it's Casey. Do you ever find yourself so busy that you don't even have time to think about going to the gym? And when you come home at night, you have so many kid activities to run to that it's so much easier to just grab something on the go versus making it at home? Well, no judgment, because this happens to me every single week. But I've got something that can help. Every Plate can help you dish up better habits with delicious, easy recipes delivered to your door, including new calorie smart, carb smart, and protein smart options. With new smart swap recipes, you can swap flour tortillas for lettuce wraps, white rice for lettuce, and potatoes for sweet potatoes to make better-for-you meals. Skip the store and enjoy wholesome homemade meals that cost less than groceries. Start with 50% off your first box with code TRIVIA50 at everyplate.com/podcast. Every plate offer valid with auto-renewing subscription. Round number three. The category is world records. All of these world records are as of April 2025. Question one. How old was the oldest person that ever lived? Question two. What is the most eaten fruit in the world? Question three. What is the most t-shirts ever worn by a single person at once? 96, 183, or 260 t-shirts? Question four. What is the largest number of dogs a single person has walked at one time? 26 dogs, 38 dogs, or 49 dogs? Question five. Sabrina Dossaman holds the record for owning 1,523 of what popular stuffed toy? Question six. What is the record for most dice stacked on a cat's paw? Question seven. The record is 5.43 seconds to assemble what classic toy? And now the answers to the third round. Question one. How old was the oldest person that ever lived?
118.
Ooh, that was close. 122 years old. The oldest person whose age has been verified is Jean Calment from France, who was born in 1875 and died in 1997 at the age of 122 years and 164 days. That is so long. Wow. That's hard to even believe, but she did. Question two. What is the most eaten fruit in the world?
Apples.
The answer is bananas.
I was going to say that as my second guess.
Bananas are a staple food in many parts of the world with over 100 billion consumed annually. Do you eat bananas?
Sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
I love bananas. We love banana bread and banana muffins. Question three. What is the most t-shirts ever worn by a single person at once? 96 t-shirts, 183 t-shirts, or 260 t-shirts?
183 is an odd number, so I'm going to guess it.
260 is the record. This record was achieved by Ted Hastings from Ontario, Canada, on February 17th, 2019, to raise money for a school playground. So I saw the picture of Ted, and he has so many t-shirts stacked up. His head and neck are like buried, like he's got a turtle shell on. Like you can kind of only see his eyes and the top of his head because he has so many shirts stacked up.
Imagine how many sizes you have to go.
Right. I bet he started with probably like extra small, extra small, extra small, small. Think about how many t-shirts he had to get. I wonder how many extras he had. Like, was 260 enough? Or did he just like run out at that point? Or that's quite a record. Question 4. What is the largest number of dogs a single person has walked at one time? 26, 38, or 49?
38.
You are right. 38 dogs at once. Okay, let's picture 6 dogs. First, how many that would be to walk at once. And now basically 6 times that many dogs is how many he walked at once.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
That would have to be like quite a leash system. Yeah. Leash attached to leash, attached to dog, attached to leash.
Where does he get the dogs?
Well, I don't know. People must have volunteered their dogs for the record. Question 5. Sabrina Dasselman holds the record for owning 1,523 of what popular stuffed toy?
Beanie Babies.
She has 1,523 Squishmallows. Right? How many do you have?
4.
And they take up a lot of space because you have some big ones. 1,523 Squishmallows.
Oh
wow.
Word. Wow. That is wild.
That is wild. Question 6. What is the record for most dice stacked on a cat's paw?
26.
Ooh. The answer is 10.
Oh.
An owner of a cat named Bibby was able to stack 10 dice on her one paw. So
Wow. This
is a challenge for many reasons. It's hard to stack dice.
And it's hard to keep a cat
still. You're right.
Cat's paw goes like
right.
This.
Cat doesn't have a very flat paw. It's got hair on it and bumpy from its, bones in there. So 10. Just try to stack 10 dice on a table and see if you can do it. And then see if you can do it on a cat's foot. Question 7. The record is 5.43 seconds to assemble what classic toy?
I don't know.
The answer is 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005. You just put together a Mr. Potato Head. Whoop, 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 whoop. Hat, glasses, eyeballs, ears, arms, feet. What else do they have? Nose. Mr. Potato Head is done. It took me longer to say all the parts of him than it took for somebody to put him together. Crazy. Round number 4. The category is U.S. states. Question 1. Which U.S. state proudly displays 4 giant presidential faces and is nicknamed the Mount Rushmore state? Question 2. There are 2 U.S. states that are not considered part of the lower 48 states. Can you name one? Question 3. Which is the only U.S. state that starts with the letter R? Question 4. Which state will you find the Hoover Dam and you just might feel lucky in Las Vegas? Question 5. If you know our family's favorite college team, you will know that the Hoosier State is the nickname for which state? Question 6. What is the only state that is named after a U.S. president? Question 7. Which state is home to the Everglades and is known as the Sunshine State? And now the round 4 answers. Question 1. Which U.S. state proudly displays 4 giant presidential faces and is nicknamed the Mount Rushmore state?
South Dakota.
Where were we just at today?
South Dakota.
South Dakota is the answer. Yes. Where were you born?
South Dakota.
You were born in South Dakota. All of you were. Yep. That is the answer. If you haven't been to South Dakota to see Mount Rushmore, it is awesome. There is tons to do in the Black Hills of South Dakota. It's worth a trip. Question 2. There are two U.S. states that are not considered part of the lower 48 states. Can you name one?
I don't know.
So there are 50 U.S. states. There is something called the lower 48, meaning there are 48 states that are grouped together. The two that are not part of the lower 48
are Alaska and Hawaii.
Did it make sense after I explained it a little more?
Yeah.
Alaska is much farther north, so I think that's why they're called lower. Hawaii's way out in the ocean. Like, they're not necessarily lower. They're lower than Alaska, but that's what they're called. Question three. Which is the only U.S. state that starts with an R?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. What else about Rhode Island is unique?
Small state.
It's the smallest state. That is correct. Only one that starts with R and the smallest. Question four. In which state will you find the Hoover Dam and you might feel lucky in Las Vegas?
I don't know.
Las Vegas and the Hoover Dam are in the state of Nevada.
Yeah, Nevada.
Question five. If you know our favorite college team, you will know that the Hoosier State is the nickname for which state?
Indiana.
Indiana is the Hoosier State. Correct. Question six. What is the name of the only U.S. state that is named after a U.S. president?
Washington.
Very good. Washington is the only one. There are cities, lots of them, named after presidents, like Jefferson City, Missouri, or Madison, Wisconsin, Jackson, Mississippi.
Obama, Iowa.
Obama, Iowa. Just kidding. That's not a town. Good one. But Washington is the only state. Good job. Question seven. Which state is home to the Everglades and is known as the Sunshine State?
Arizona.
The answer is Florida.
Florida, duh. Oh my word.
The Everglades are in Florida, and there's a lot of sun there, so it's the Sunshine State. Round number five. The category is sports. Question one. If you like chicken wings, you will know which NFL's team nickname is named after a legendary person from the Old West. Question two. In baseball and softball, what is the type of hit called where you purposefully try to hit the ball without swinging as short of a distance as possible? Question three. In volleyball, what is it called when one team serves the ball and the other team fails to play the ball? Question four. In pool or billiards, what is it called when the cue ball or the white ball goes into the pocket on a turn? A miss? A foul, or a scratch? Question five. What room in your house is also part of a pickleball court? Question six. What is considered the most difficult stroke in swimming? The crawl stroke, the back stroke, or the butterfly? Question seven. Which wrestler, movie star, and game show host holds the record for most wishes granted for the Make-A-Wish Foundation? And now the answers to the last round. Question one. If you like chicken wings, you would know which NFL team's nickname is named after a legendary person from the Old West.
Buffalo Bills?
You're right. The Buffalo Bills team name was chosen after a naming contest with Bills being selected in honor of Buffalo Bill Cody. He earned the nickname Buffalo Bill for his work supplying meat to railroad workers, particularly during the construction of the Kansas Pacific Railway. Have you ever heard of Buffalo Bill? You know, it's from the days of like Billy the Kid and Jesse James and Annie Oakley and all those guys. Buffalo Bill was kind of a famous Old West person. The hint in there was the chicken wings, because buffalo wings were started in Buffalo, New York. Question two. In baseball and softball, what is the type of hit called where you purposefully try to hit the ball without swinging as short of a distance as possible?
A bunt.
Like the cake, it is a bunt. This is to strategically move runners into scoring position or to get a hit when the defense is playing deep. So if you're a hitter that usually hits home runs and all the players are like, back, 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 you know, they're going to hit it far. And then you just do a little pink and bunt it. Get on base. Have you ever bunted in a game?
I have.
You have? Times. Have your coaches gave you the bunt sign and then you bunted it?
Sometimes it's an accident.
Sometimes it's an accident.
Most times, but yeah, sometimes.
So you have to hold the bat differently when you bunt.
You put your like finger like this.
Yep. Still. You hold the part of the bat that you normally hit, like the part that normally hits the ball. You hold that with your one hand and then you keep your other hand on
so
the bottom.
Control it better so it doesn't go far.
Yeah. So that's a bunt. Question three. In volleyball, what is it called when one team serves the ball and the other team fails to play the ball?
Ace.
A-C-E. Ace. What was your ace chant in volleyball this year?
We did 1, 2, 3, 4.
Everybody hit the floor. Ace.
Yeah.
That was it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody hit the floor. I liked it. Question four. In pool or billiards, what is it called when the cue ball or the white ball goes into the pocket on a turn? A miss, a foul, or a scratch?
Scratch.
Yes. So in pool, you have to hit the white ball first, and the white ball hits a colored ball to try to knock it into the pocket. However, if you make the white ball into the pocket, that's called a scratch, and the other person gets to take the white ball and move it wherever they want in one of the areas of the pool table. Scratch. Question five. What room in your house is also part of a pickleball court?
The kitchen.
You're right. In pickleball, the kitchen, also known as the non-volley zone, is the area between the net and the baseline where players cannot volley or hit the ball out of the air until after it has bounced. It's kind of a way to just keep the game more fair.
Yeah.
Question six. What is considered the most difficult stroke in swimming? The crawl stroke? The backstroke or the butterfly?
Butterfly.
You're right. The butterfly stroke is widely considered the most difficult swimming stroke due to its demanding coordination, upper body strength requirements, and precise timing of arm and leg movements. So the butterfly is different than the rest of the strokes. It's like the crawl stroke or the freestyle where your arms come out of the water, except both arms come out at the same time. And when you're up at the top, you breathe, and then you go under the water, and you push with your arms, and you come up and breathe. And your legs don't flutter kick. They kind of dolphin. I know there's a name for the kick. I can't think of it. But they kind of kick like a dolphin or a mermaid would instead of fluttering like in a.
Yeah.
It's hard. I've tried it.
Me too.
Nope.
It does not work.
Couldn't do it. Question seven. Which wrestler, movie star, and game show host holds the record for most wishes granted for the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
The answer is John Cena. John Cena has granted 650 wishes and counting. That is awesome. Let me tell you, if you don't know what Make-A-Wish is, it's a foundation that takes kids who are sick or disabled or have something going on, something going on that they just need some joy in their life, and they grant them a wish. So a wish could be, I want to go to Disneyland. I want to meet a person. I want to do this. And there have been 650 kids who wanted to meet and do something with John Cena, and he said yes. I think that is awesome.
Yeah.
Way to go, John Cena. Way to be an awesome guy. Keep it up.
Yeah.
And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are.
Question one. In the movie Cars, what is the name of the small town where Lightning McQueen ends up?
Radiator Springs.
Question two. How old was the oldest person that ever lived?
122 years old.
Question three. Which state will you find the Hoover Dam and you might feel lucky in Las Vegas?
Nevada.
Question four. If you like chicken wings, you would know which NFL team's nickname is named after a legendary person from the Old West.
Buffalo Bills.
Question five. Which state is home to the Everglades and is known as the Sunshine State?
Florida.
Question six. In baseball and softball, what is the type of hit called where you purposefully try to hit the ball without swinging as short of a distance as possible?
Bunt.
Question seven. In pool, what is it called when the cue ball or white ball goes into the pocket on a turn?
Scratch.
And here come your shout-outs. Animal versus animal, who would win, comes from Leland.
Thank you, Leland.
Fictional locations comes from McCoy.
Thank you, McCoy.
World records comes from Jacob. Thanks, Jacob. Buffalo Bills comes from Colston.
Thank you, Colston.
And you know what it's time for now. It's birthday shout-out time. Our first birthday shout-out goes to listener Carolyn, who is turning 9. Happy birthday, Carolyn. She loves to draw, dance, and play piano. She listens to us with her mom and dad every weekend on road trips, and she loves riddles, music, science, and food. Awesome! I'll do more of those just for you, Carolyn. Sweet Carolyn! Bum, bum, bum! You love to draw, dance, and play piano. And you love trivia. Bum, bum, bum. Hope you like this song for you. Happy birthday, Carolyn. Hope 9 is divine. Our next birthday shout out goes to two fine young men who are turning 9. Happy birthday to Eli and Miles. They live in Maine and they are fun loving, sweet boys. They love soccer, Cub Scouts, Minecraft and their cat Lucy, mini golf, and playing with their friends and cousins. They love watching Is It Cake together as a family and telling jokes. We love Is It Cake too. Such a good show. Eli and Miles, you're turning 9 and you're from Maine. You're super fun and you love soccer and Cub Scouts and Minecraft and your cat Lucy and mini golf and playing with your friends and cousins and watching Is It Cake. We hope that you both have the best 9th birthday. Eli and Miles, you are twins. Happy birthday! Our next shout out goes to listener Lilia, who is turning 7. Happy birthday! She loves cats and the color pink. She lives at the beach and she loves playing with her friends Aya, Michaela, and Hazel. And she loves playing with her dog Bowie, also known as Rainbow Jack Daniels. Lilia, you are 7 and you love cats and pink. Ooh, you love the beach and playing with friends and your dog Bowie. Happy birthday, Lilia. Hope it's great. Yeah. Our next shout out goes to listener Cash, who lives in Austin, Texas. Happy birthday, Cash. He is turning 3. He loves Spider-Man, Ken, heavy metal dinosaur songs, wrestling with his brother and dad, and snuggling with his fur brothers, Bubba and Diggles. I wish I knew what heavy metal dinosaur songs sounded like so I could sing your song. Cash, it's your 3rd birthday. You love Spider-Man. Cash, you love Ken and heavy metal dinosaur songs. Cash, I hope you beat your brother and your dad in wrestling. Give your fur brothers Bubba and Diggles a nice pat from us. Happy birthday, Cash! Our next one goes out to Sebastian, who is turning 8. Happy birthday, Sebastian. He does karate and plays basketball. He loves reading Dogman and drawing monsters. He lives in California with his mom, dad, his dog Ponyo, and his cat Nemo. His favorite foods are sushi and pizza. Mine too, Sebastian. He loves staying in hotels and hanging out with his cousins, Scarlett and Francisco. Sebastian, you're turning 8, and you do karate, and you play basketball and read Dogman, and you love to draw monsters. You like sushi and pizza, and staying in hotels, and hanging out with your cousins. Happy birthday, Sebastian! Happy birthday! The next shout-out goes to listener Shy, who is turning 10. Happy birthday, Shy! He loves Legos, Star Wars, Marvel, playing Nintendo, performing, and bouldering. I'm gonna have to look up what bouldering is. Hey there, Shy. Do not be shy. It's your 10th birthday, and you love to play with Legos and Nintendo and go bouldering. I don't know what that is, but I'd love to try. Shy, happy birthday. Double digits. Happy birthday! Our next birthday goes to Shy's brother, whose name is Yaniv. Happy birthday, Yaniv. He is turning 8. He loves to dance, do art projects, play sports, listen to music, play games, and cook with his dad. Yaniv, I believe it's your 8th birthday, and you like to dance and do art and play sports and listen to music and play games. What do you cook with your dad? I would like to try it and see if I like the food that you cook with your dad. Yaniv, happy birthday! The next shout out goes to listener Morgan, who is turning 9. Happy birthday, Morgan. She loves Disney villains, reading and playing with her little sister, Lila. She is a fantastic swimmer and is in her first play, Willy Wonka, this spring. That's so fun. M-O-R-G-A-N spells Morgan. You are turning 9. That's fine, Morgan. You love Disney villains reading and your sister Lila. You're a great swimmer and you're in Willy Wonka. Break a leg, Morgan. Happy birthday! Our next shout out goes to listener Conrad, who is turning 5. Happy birthday, Conrad. He lives in Wisconsin. He likes Minecraft, Bluey, Uno, and his dog Kelly. And he is a great brother to Henry and Violet. Happy birthday, Conrad. You're turning 5. You live in Wisconsin, and that is great. You like Minecraft, Bluey, and Uno, and your dog, Kelly, and your siblings, Henry and Violet. Happy birthday, Conrad. Happy birthday! Our next shout-out goes to listener Miles C., who is turning 3. Happy birthday, Miles. He lives in Michigan, he loves Paw Patrol, stuffed animals, playing soccer, and his big brother Harrison. He has a great sense of humor and loves to make his family laugh. Miles C., you are 3. I hope that you get to climb a tree. You're very funny. You love Paw Patrol, stuffed animals, and soccer. And your big brother Harrison, Miles. Happy birthday. Our next shout out goes to Cadence, who is turning 7. Happy birthday, Cadence! She is from the city with the largest naval base in the world, Norfolk, Virginia. That sounds like a trivia question. She is the best big sister to her little brother, Elisha. She loves American Girl dolls, learning new things, and gymnastics. Cadence, you are turning 7 and you are from the state of Virginia. You're the best big sister to Elisha, and you love American Girl dolls and learning new things and gymnastics. Cadence, hope it's the best day. The next shout out goes to listener Chris, who is turning 8. Happy birthday, Chris. He is from beautiful Bakersfield, California. His favorite color is orange. He loves Pokemon. He plays the ukulele, and he is the best big brother to Aurelia and Itzel. Hey, Chris, it's your birthday. You're from Cali, and you love orange and Pokemon, and you play ukulele. You're a great big brother to Aurelia and Itzel. Happy birthday, Chris. Hope your day is the best. 8. Hope it's great. Yeah. And the next shout out is a little bit belated. It goes out to listener Wade, who just turned 8. Happy birthday, Wade. He lives in Malibu Canyon with his mom, dad, brother Dean, sister Kai, dog Bear, and cats Mookie and Malia. Wade loves learning, playing, and doing the moonwalk to his favorite song, Billie Jean. I want to see that, Wade. Happy birthday, Wade, you turned 8. And you love learning and playing and doing the moonwalk. Can you do it to this song? I'm trying to sing Billie Jean. Yeah. Happy birthday, Wade. We hope it was awesome. And our last birthday shout out goes to listener Jake, who is turning 7. Happy birthday, Jake. He loves math, jujitsu, and he is having a Pokemon birthday party. That sounds amazing. J is for Jake. A is for awesome. K is for kicking that you do in jujitsu. E is for excellent because you love math. We hope that your birthday party is super awesome and Pokemon-y. Happy birthday, Jake! And here comes your conversation starter. Ren, if you could break any world record, which one would you try to break?
For being the most athletic person in the world.
Oh.
That'd be great.
That would be great. Do you think you could break it?
No, probably not.
I would try to break the record for most people who would listen to a kids podcast ever. Let's try to do it.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Trivia for Kids podcast. If you haven't done so already, please give us a 5-star review. Birthday shoutouts are for paid Patreon subscribers, so join our Patreon and you can get a birthday shoutout. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and follow our YouTube channel so you can see all of our live videos.